From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Hundreds protested in Taiwan's capital, Taipei, as Taiwanese President Ma Ying-jeou shook hands with his counterpart from China Saturday in Singapore. It's the highest-level meeting between the longtime political enemies. Demonstrators said the president lacked popular support at home for the summit and worried that he made a secret deal during the meeting in Singapore with Chinese President Xi Jinping. Ralph Jennings reports for VOA from Taipei.
About 400 people marched in downtown Taipei Saturday to protest the first-ever meeting between Taiwan President Ma Ying-jeou and Chinese President Xi Jinping. Many feared the two leaders would reach a private agreement that sacrifices Taiwan's prized democracy and self-rule to China, which has long demanded the two sides unify. Presidents from Taiwan and China had never met before, as decades of icy relations had kept tensions running high. In the days leading up to the historic meeting, Ma said no deals would be signed. Lin Mushun, a 21-year-old university student from Taipei, says he is concerned the summit will lead to economic integration first. He says he is worried Taiwan and China will become the same country, because he feels that China considers their race and culture basically the same. Ralph Jennings for VOA News, Taipei.
Egyptian Foreign Minister Sameh Shoukry is accusing the United States, Britain, and other foreign nations of withholding share intelligence with Egypt about the crash of a Russian passenger jet last week. The Egyptian diplomat told reporters Saturday in Cairo that foreign intelligence had not, until now, been provided to the Egyptian security services. This is VOA News. The Global Chemical Weapons Watchdog says it is confirmed with utmost confidence that mustard gas was used during an attack on a town in northern Syria in August. The Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons said Friday the gas killed an infant and poisoned two others during the fighting in Mariya. The group did not say who used the outlawed chemical, but activists and other rebel groups blame the Islamic State, which is also fighting to topple the Syrian government. The United States suspects the Islamic State has used mustard gas in the past. President Barack Obama has rejected the controversial Keystone XL oil pipeline project, a plan to build a nearly 1,200-mile-long oil pipeline to transport Canadian crude to the U.S. Gulf states. VOA White House correspondent Mary Alice Salinas has more.
The Keystone XL pipeline project had become a centerpiece of the debate over President Obama's environmental agenda and stated commitment to take bold action to curb climate change. With the UN summit on climate change set for Paris in December, Obama rejected construction of the oil pipeline that would have carried crude from Canada to U.S. ports along the Gulf of Mexico.
The State Department has decided that the Keystone XL pipeline would not serve the national interests of the United States. I agree with that decision.
The decision drew sharp and quick reaction from members of the Republican-led Congress who backed construction of the pipeline, saying it would create jobs, reduce oil prices, and U.S. reliance on foreign oil. Mary Alice Salinas, The White House.
The three U.S. Democratic presidential hopefuls took part in a television forum late Friday. MSNBC host Rachel Maddow in the southeastern city of Rock Hill, South Carolina, interviewed the candidates separately. Frontrunner Hillary Clinton was the only one of the trio who supported the death penalty in certain cases. Otherwise, there were no inflammatory remarks often associated with debates. Former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley attempted to boost his third-place position in the polls by questioning Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders' loyalty to the political party. Sanders is an independent in Congress who generally sides with Democrats. Myanmar's president is promising to cooperate with opposition parties for a stable transition should Sunday's election knock him out of power in the country also known as Burma. President Thein Sein said he will accept the new government formed based on the election results. The final rallies leading to the historic election attracted large crowds Friday. Many Myanmar voters living in Singapore flew back to Yangon just for the election. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.